No, you don't want to comment anything? No comments?
I tried to think of something. Something clever. Apparently I'm not very clever.
That's fine. It's fine. But if people were coming to New York and they wanted to contact you, would you want to be contacted? Yes, no?
No, thank you.
No, thank you. And you are or are not dating? Or do you have someone that you are...
I am not currently dating.
Are you looking to date?
Sure.
If
I'm open to the possibility, I'm not actively seeking it.
Oh, okay, okay. And if someone was interested in dating you, where could they find you?
Tinder.
Tinder?
But there's not really a way you can look people up.
I don't know. I don't know how these apps work because I'm married. And Tinder came out, I think, the year I got married or just before, and it was only for heterosexual people. They hadn't added the gay function yet.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
Oh, yeah. So Tinder, when it first came out, where it was boys and girls because they were trying to compete with Grindr. But then they were like, oh, there's a gay community that we can add to this. And they have since added... the gay community, and then, so...
Do you think Mutual ever had a gay thing?
What the hell is Mutual?
You've never heard of Mutual?
What's that?
It's like Tinder for LDS people.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, it's really bad. There's, like, no one in New York. I got on it, but it's only, like, heterosexual stuff. So, I got on it, and it's like, there is no one within 100 miles of you.
LDS link up back in the day, in the early 2000s, you could at least do... men seeking men.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I used to get on at night on my profile, like, after my mission, when I was home and living with my parents, I would, like, get on LDS Link Up and then change my profile settings to man seeking man to see who else was out there. And then there were, like, three in Houston. One of them was, like, an old guy, and then there were, like, two people that were, like, an hour and a half away, and I was like, bye, I'm done. And I would always, every once in a while, go and change just to see, like, is there anyone else out there? So.
I suppose you've never really, like, cruised on Grindr in Utah.
No, Grindr. This is not a conversation. Grindr was way back in the day. Grindr was, like, came out when the iPhone came out. So, yeah. I had Grindr in college.
Wow.
I've only been married for 5 years. I've not been married since, like, the cell phones were invented.
I didn't know Grindr was that old, though.
Yeah, Grindr's old. So is Scruff. Scruff came out in the early, like, 2007, 2009?
Didn't Scruff used to be more bear-focused?
No. Yeah, Scruff was for, like, yeah, back in the day.
Is this a conversation for the podcast?
I don't think so, but I can edit it out to a special episode that'll come out in the future. So we'll just edit that out. Click, click, click.